And welcome to Roscoe's House of
Chips. Yes, indeed. Welcome, my friends, to Roscoe's House of Chips.
Brought to you by... Nobody!
Nobody! Yes!
Okay.
Make sure that you nobody all over her face.
Mm-hmm. That'll get us, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why don't you introduce our guests?
Well, we don't have guests. We have Wade with us, as usual.
Yeah, he's not a guest anymore.
No, he's kind of full-time. real quick, I wanted to mention, this might not sound the greatest tonight because currently the Navy is flying planes overhead at about an interval of every 30 seconds.
Hey, I support our Navy, but yeah, it gets really annoying.
Yeah, it does. Especially when you're trying to record a
multinational
podcast.
It's annoying as shit when you're trying to, pleasure oneself, and you're getting into it, and you're like, oh, man, you're in your groove now, right?
Uh-huh,
you just, the stroking's
yeah,
just
uh-huh,
perfect.
Uh-huh,
you got that
uh-huh,
nasty fucking uh-huh, imagery
uh-huh,
right in your
uh-huh,
head,
uh-huh,
and then
uh-huh,
the plane just
uh-huh,
flies over and just, oh, dude, sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So our actual guest for tonight is our buddy Nate.
Yeah.
Nice.
And that's going to be about the only thing he says all night,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen. That's our buddy Nate.
That's pretty much it.
Give me a rant.
Oh, we'll give you a rant. That won't be a problem. But the reason why we have Nate on with us tonight is because we wanted to talk about video games in the sense of how they affect our lives, what makes you a gamer, what doesn't make you a gamer. Actually, Nate and I have been having, I would call it a friendly debate on that specifically. So, Nate, explain to our listeners what you call a gamer. Who do you consider a gamer?
Who do I consider a gamer?
Yeah, how would you classify someone as a gamer?
Well, there's different degrees of a gamer.
Okay.
So in which degrees are you talking about?
Well, explain the degrees to us.
All right, so you got someone who just plays, like, one video game. That's it. Like, most days now it's your Call of Duties and your one shooters. Then you got the people that play one type of game, which all they play is either RPGs or just shooters. And then you got your, like, ultimate gamers that play anything and everything. Every single game that comes out, they play it. So you got basically 3 degrees, in my personal opinion.
So I would have to say I'm the first one, because all I ever play is my motocross game. That's it.
What motocross game would that be?
MX versus ATV something. So I guess I play different ones, but it's all the same one. It's MX versus ATV, whichever one has just come out.
I just lobbed a softball.
Right.
And Dave just totally whiffed it. I mean, nothing.
I was
going for Excitebike, and
oh,
it went.
Bitch.
Boom. That just hit the ground.
Later in the show.
Yeah.
Later in the show.
So, okay, you'd classify them as, we'll call it 1, 2, and 3.
You could call it levels. Yeah,
yeah,
level 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
To be honest with you, I think the level 2 gamers are actually the ones that are destroying gaming as we speak. I think it's the guys that just run around playing first-person shooters, and you don't have to think about the game at all. It's
no.
just about who has the bigger gun. And really, in my opinion, what's happening is they make a lot of money because retards play that kind of game.
Well, and sadly, they're the most popular.
Well,
and so that's
yeah,
why
that's,
they're the most popular. That's why they're the most popular, is because they make a lot of
retards.
Money.
Mm-hmm. Now, don't okay. I am one of those retards. I actually love playing those games, and I love playing those games because they are a challenge to me, but I'm not also, I wouldn't say, I would say I'm somewhere between a level 2 and a level 3. I love multiple different types of games. Everything from your puzzle games to your... your first-person shooters, your RPGs, your MMORPGs,
MMORPG.
MMORPG, yeah, but what does it stand for?
I totally spaced what it is.
Wade, what is it?
Oh, I have no idea.
God damn it. All right.
But
someone tell us.
So you like everything, but you kind of stick more to a certain type of genre. Is that what it is?
No,
what's the deal on that?
Well, I mean, everyone's going to have their favorite genre.
Yeah.
Like, for me personally, I love RPGs.
I'm sorry, I got to ask.
But
RPGs?
They have to be good RPGs. They have to be RPGs.
Hold on, we gotta explain this for Dave here real quick. An RPG is a role-playing game.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, like, your Final Fantasy games, or your Far Cry games, or even your Batman games, or World of Warcraft.
I got it now.
Far Cry games is a mix between an RPG and a first shooter.
Which I like. I like the cross genre of
If you like RPGs and you like first-person shooters, Cody, you need to play a Fallout.
Yeah.
Fallout series made by Bethesda. It has the same engine.
Honestly, the games that I enjoy right now, and I'm very excited for it coming out in June, is
Batman.
The Batman games. The Batman games are fantastic. Not only because you get to play as Batman, because I am Batman, but because...
I'm going to punch you in the face, Cody. I fucking hate Batman. I hate those kinds of games because what they do is they just... It's all commercialized bullshit. Like,
how is it commercialized bullshit?
It's commercialized. If it weren't for Batman coming out, there wouldn't be any Batman fucking games. That's what it's based on.
None of those games are based on
the movies.
Hold on. The thing about playing a video game like that, especially with an RPG, which Batman kind of is. Best thing, hold on. The thing about an RPG the most is it is... I mean, everyone knows Batman. Batman is Batman. Everyone knows Batman's storyline. But all your other RPGs, it's a new person, and you actually can get connected with them. If you put enough time into a video game, you get attached to your characters.
Absolutely.
And Cody, don't you interrupt me. So then, when you're going through the video game, and something happens, like one of the best RPGs I've ever played is Lost Odyssey. It is the only video game that has made me cry. You get so attached to the main character that every single time something happens to him, you feel it personally.
So with Batman,
I feel nothing like that. Because it's like Wade said, it's commercialized. It's Batman. Superhero games do nothing for me because there's no personalization in the game.
Right. It's cold product. Batman is now 1960-something. No, it's cold product. That's what it is. Batman, the Batman series and the Batman games, like Arkham City, the one thing that pissed me off the most about Arkham City is that it beat Skyrim for Game of the Year. Because Skyrim, now I'm not going to say anything, I mean, take anything from Skyrim, because it's a great game.
However,
it's nothing like the Elder Scrolls before. It goes back to our previous discussion we had about, like...
No, with Skyrim, they dumbed it down, because the Elder Scrolls before was a pain in the ass to level up or anything like that. To, like, move up your agility, you had to jump around everywhere. And it is a very complicated game. So with Skyrim, it basically dumbed it down. But yes, it is still a beautiful, wonderful, awesome game. And my characters, I have became very attached to. Like, I had one, and Heather accidentally
deleted it.
Saved over it.
Oh, shit.
I mean, she apologized like none other, but I was like, you know what? It's okay, but deep down I cried. But
so let me ask this before we continue. Why? What is it about these games, these characters? I mean, is it just the fact that we're able to escape the world that we live in and jump into this next world and say, this is it, this is all I have to worry about? And
I think it is.
Yeah.
Like, you remember the anime Hack?
Mm-mm.
Okay, it's basically, it's like a virtual reality video game that they go into.
Like Reboot?
You know, I really honestly can't remember Reboot, except for when I was little, it was awesome, and then I tried watching it again when I was older, and I was like, this shit's gay.
You need to watch it again, because I don't know if it's still on Netflix, but it was. And
I'm
they just
sure
had the first
is.
Season on it, and I watched the whole thing. It was fucking awesome.
Anyways, just Hack great. It's basically a virtual reality. And except in that show, you can die if you die in the game. But it was basically just to get away and have fun and have adventures when you can't do that in reality. Except in a video game, you can do that for, I don't know, some of these games are 80 hours of play. I mean...
Or more, like
I think
Skyrim.
There's a lot... I think there's a lot to what Nate is saying, but I think I can actually expound on it even more.
Yes,
In the human brain, we all have this curiosity to where we need to explore things. And our world, not taking away from our world, but in our world, there's just nothing left to explore. Like, if I was to go back 200 years from now and stuff...
Well, no, hold on, there's different things to explore, like me. I'm from Inuit. We're from little towns in the middle of God knows where. I mean, Utah, right. Wyoming. Come on. I mean, if we decided to, we could take like a bum light and just hitchhike everywhere. That could be exploring, seeing new places. I mean, just
exactly.
Because we don't have forests and unpopulated areas to explore, we can still explore new areas, but it's more difficult nowadays, because nowadays to explore anywhere, you need to have money.
Right.
Because, I mean, back, I don't know, a couple hundred years ago, even 100 years ago, if you want to travel somewhere, you just took off, you could kill anything that you thought you had your eyes on. Now, you have to have a hunting permit. And you could trade whatever you had off your kill.
Well, I don't. You know, you could even look at it this way. Certain people have never left this country. Certain
right.
people have never left
I
their
know,
country of Oregon. Oregon. People have never left the country of Oregon.
I was friends with a girl who never left Whatcom County until she was 21.
So, I mean... Even leaving your town, you know, I don't agree with you, Wade. I think there's plenty for this world left to explore.
Well, I don't think that's what he meant. I don't think he meant geographically.
I don't even think geographically. I think culturally.
Right. I didn't mean geographically. I meant there's nothing left untouched by man. And when you go into a video game for the first time.
That's true.
You're going into a world that is all yours. It's your playground. And I think psychologically that's what we deem appealing, is that you're going into something that's almost untouched until you touch it yourself. It's virgin to you.
That's true.
Right.
It's a virgin. Like a virgin. Sorry.
Please don't sing Madonna.
What?
You'll disgrace her name.
That too late on that one. I tend to disgrace. Why didn't you do that into the mic?
I don't know.
He did. We heard it.
No,
there you go.
He totally turned the mic off.
What level?
Yeah.
What level of gamer do you think you are, Nate?
I'd say I'm more of a 2, but I prefer an RPG over a shooter.
Right.
I don't like shooters as much, or one-person games, I should say, because they're not all shooters. Not all one-persons are shooters. But I'm more of an RPG guy because I like the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
I like, one-person shooters are very streamlined to me.
It's about who has the bigger gun.
I gotta
disagree with you, Wade, because I do enjoy those games. I enjoy the Call of Duties. And it's not just about who's got the bigger gun. There is actually a whole lot of strategy, and you're on my show.
This is what he does.
And there's strategy and tactics in the way that you...
I'm gonna punch you in the gut when I see you tomorrow.
And the way that you play these games, that's what it's all about. It's not just, I got the bigger gun. It's you have to think about things in a certain way in order to win the game.
No, you don't, Cody.
Yes, you do.
I've played enough Call of Duty to understand that, like, all you do is point and fucking shoot. It's really what it's all about. Like, that's the whole concept of the game. We're talking about building a character from the ground up, the foundation, based on its skills and agility and its statistics. You're talking about, I got a big gun and it's bigger than yours and I'm going to shoot you in the fucking face. It is stupid and it's actually takes no thinking at all. And I completely disagree.
Technically
no, because my brother-in-law plays Call of Duty and usually he'll just play with a knife and a 9mm, and most of the time he only uses his knife. But he's also a real sneaky bastard.
There's so many different ways that they've allowed, and that, I think that's part of the reason why those games are also so big. Not only, you're right in the sense that, yes, you're just running around and pointing and shooting, but again, it goes into the tactics of the game. What kind of map are you in? What kind of gun are you using? What is your setup? You know, what type of game is it? Is it a team deathmatch? Is it a free-for-all? Are you playing capture the flag? I mean, there's so many different ways and strategies that they've incorporated into these games, and that's what's made them so big, and that's why they can put one out every single year, and every single year they sell their hundreds of millions of copies of the games.
Yeah, but if you look, almost all of them are exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
They have the same control base.
All they did is they just slapped a different name on the video game and slapped it out. There's no
different.
They
got different maps.
They just changed who the enemy is,
graphics,
and who you are, and that's it. It's too interchangeable. It's too generic.
Right. There's nothing to explore in it either.
There's no creativity to it. But to say that it's a dumb game, I can't agree with.
Well, because you're dumb.
But
that's what it boils down to. Nate, would you disagree?
Nope.
Oh, fuck you guys.
To me,
but
I like the storyline better in RPGs.
And I do too.
They're more in depth.
See, I'm defending first-person shooters here, but I'm not saying that they are my favorite types of games. Right?
Right.
Right. Okay. They're
built for 14-year-old kids that...
Who like to say they fucked their mom.
Yeah, and they asked their mom and dad that for Christmas. And what we were getting to before you rudely interrupted us was that the first-person shooter actually dumbed down Elder Scrolls and made Skyrim stupid easy. Because I have a feeling that Elder Scrolls Online is not going to be any different because the first-person shooter has made video gamers retarded. It really has. And so because they took the story out of it and made it more about killing. That's why I think there's that one guy in... what is it? Is it Whiterun, Nate, that says the problem with Skyrim these days is because everybody's obsessed with death? Well, mm-hmm. I think that was kind of a joke on this whole thing because they took less... It's less storyline and more killing. Whereas when you went into the old Elder Scrolls and like Morrowind and stuff, it took you a month to even get your character playable enough to even play the damn game.
It did.
So what makes it right. worth it? Why play the game for an entire month?
Because you build that character.
Is that it?
It's like if you decided to leave home.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically where you would start in your video game. Because that's how usually almost all of them start. You start from where you have absolutely no skills, where you have nothing.
So
that's where you would start in reality. So to take a month to develop your character, you put so much time and effort into it that it becomes you. Yeah, it becomes a digital version of you.
Ooh, I like that. That's deep.
Now, that's the best part about the Elder Scrolls, because it's one of the only video games that will do that. Now, even with, say, your Final Fantasies and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
you still put a lot of time into that character, and they're so long.
Absolutely.
So long. Now, that's why people love RPGs. They love the character development, they love the puzzles, they love the adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Shooters, not so much. You're already in the game, you're already supposed to be a badass. And, for one, you never really get to see your character. What the hell is that?
What the hell is what?
Incoming text.
I don't know, I had a huge long beep in my phone.
Oh, probably my phone. Somebody texted
me. Oh, it's your vibrate.
Yeah, sorry.
Your vibrator.
Okay. I thought I was just going to say.
But, no, I lost my complete train of thought. God damn it. But,
you're saying...
But with shooters, you don't get to see your character. There's really no character development other than you're changing out guns. Now, to me, that is just like... to me, those are quick release games.
Yeah, that's why they're able to put one out every year.
Instant gratification. It's like blowing
right.
your load.
There's no patience for it. There's playing an RPG is like reading a book.
Right.
It takes time to get to the end, and by the time you get to the end of a book, you're like,
I want more.
Awe inspired. Like when you read From the Hobbit all the way to The Return of the King. By the time you get to The Return of the King, you're like, holy shit. Or any other book. By the time you get to the end of the book, you are invested in who is in that book, especially the Harry Potter books, for instance.
Oh, yes. After seven of those fuckers, and you get to the end, you're like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so playing an RPG is like reading a book. Playing a shooter game, because those shooter games are quick. They're short compared to an RPG, or even one that's a mix between an RPG and a first person. They're the shortest games, they're the easiest to make, and they're, like what it said, instant gratification. Because you're already a badass. I mean, I see no point in that. I mean, I have played some. They aren't too bad, but to me,
they're not your favorite.
It's over too quick.
Right.
The thing with instant gratification, though, once it's over,
you don't like
you
to hit it
and
quit it.
And that's why the video game companies release so many of those, is because instant gratification causes you to want more immediately after you blow your load, so you go out and buy other ones. That's why video games are dumbing down. Because it used to be they would put a game out, and a game studio wouldn't release another game for like a year, year and a half. So they mm-hmm. had to get as much out of that game as they possibly could, and people wanted to come back for more. Now it's just like every 30 seconds, Unreal is releasing the next Call of Duty, and the instant gratification is, and now you've got these games like Evolve and Dying Light and stuff, where you go buy the game, but you can't play the son of a bitch until you buy the DLC. Like, they're just, it's just money pits. It's just you buy a game so that you can just sit there and dump money into some rich asshole's pocket rather than buying a game and sitting and enjoying it and having months to play it and invest your time and energy. And then you go back, and when the next of the series comes out, you're like, wow, if that's anything like the last one. When like, honey, when Morrowind, they rode that Morrowind train, Bethesda did, for like 3-4 years. And then when Oblivion came out for the Xbox 360, our fucking minds were blown, right? And it was like, holy fucking shit, here they come again. And that's what it was about. That's what the whole experience was. Now it's like, because Bethesda doesn't want to make any more Elder Scrolls, and the reason they can't is because it takes them so long to make it, and they can't release it in the short period of time that Unreal and all these other places are releasing games every fucking 45 seconds there's a new one.
I mean, look how long it took them to make Skyrim.
Yes.
It took them forever.
All right, I don't need to butt in. Ignorance coming in here. What the fuck is a scroll? I'm totally ignorant, I ain't gonna lie.
A scroll, like the jesters in the king's court, you know, they got the two pieces of wood with parchment in it, and they roll it out.
So it's an actual scroll. I didn't know if it was some weird gaming lingo or nothing.
Scroll. Yep.
Oh, all right.
Elder scroll.
All right, continue.
It's a special elder. You know, real quick.
Yes.
I'm gonna name this episode Dave's Not Here, Man.
Yeah, no shit. I'm just totally lost. The only thing that I followed was when you guys were talking about why we go into it, especially the RPGs, as I've come to learn what that is.
Yes.
And, you know, when you guys were talking about is to escape reality, go into your own world that you're in control, that's the only thing I can really agree with, because we all do it. We just do it on different realms. I do it with my guitar. You do it with video games.
Exactly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's an escape from reality.
That's because the world we live in today is fucked up. We're not humans anymore. We're not.
Right.
We're not allowing ourselves to be the animals that we want to be, which is why we love these games, because it puts us now in control to be what we want to be. Again, I do it with music. You guys do it with games. So I just sit here going, what the fuck are these guys talking about? But it's fun.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you, because I think that that's exactly what it is. When I was saying there's nothing left of the world to explore anymore, I wasn't meaning geography.
Which I disagree.
I was really, truly meaning there is nothing left of humanity to explore. They've taken the humanism out of everything, and they're in, except for the human mind. And the human mind is the last realm. It's almost the last frontier. And I think that what these games do is go into what?
It's space, the last frontier.
He really does need his balls kicked.
My balls
kicked. I fucking want to punch
him
right now.
How'd you know I shaved?
You know what? Some corporate fucking asshole's gonna ruin space one of these days too. So fuck you.
Oh, they're on their way.
Yeah, that's called Virgin. And no, I don't mean 72. I mean Richard Branson.
What's wrong with Branson?
Nothing wrong with Branson. I think it's awesome what he's doing, but he's a corporation that's going into space that is probably going to plaster Virgin all over everything.
That's just what people will know.
It won't say NASA on the moon, it'll say Virgin.
We can't do anything just because it's what we should be doing. We got to label every fucking thing.
Mm-hmm. You have to brand it.
Eh, whatever.
But it's just like us branding the show. Right?
Right, but I'm not going to go, I like Excitebike, and stamp it all over the world. You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, I'm gonna have it tattooed on my dick.
A little far. A little much.
Why? Kelsey Grammer had "Welcome Aboard" tattooed on his dick. in one movie, anyway.
Down Periscope.
Yes,
that's right.
Good movie.
Yes, it is.
It reminds me of Jeopardy. Sorry, this squirrel moment. It was the final question in Jeopardy. It was this movie won 3 Oscars and blah, blah, blah. I forget exactly the question, but it had to do with an award-winning movie at sea. And one of the ladies, her answer was, what is Down Periscope?
Tell me she won.
No, because that wasn't the right answer. But
this is the fucking dumbest answer I think I've ever heard.
Think that Down Periscope was this award-winning movie.
That's awesome. What movie was it?
It was like that Russell Crowe Master and Commander movie.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Yeah, that was a long,
I never saw it, but I'm going to say it's lame.
Movie. Yeah. I went to the theaters to watch that shit, and I regretted it. But now, I think we're specifically talking about console gaming at this point, but there's so many other aspects of gaming, and I think one of the biggest ones to come out here in the last couple of years has been mobile gaming. The games that we play on our phones, the games that we play on our tablets. I mean,
just out of complete boredom.
Do what? Just out of boredom? Because we've now become the society that has to have something in our hands and we have to be staring at it going tit 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 tit.
We become a society of instant gratification. It goes right back to those games that we were talking about. We become a society that we want it, and we want it now. We're spoiled, rotten fucking bitches is what it is.
We're turning ourselves all ADD.
Yes.
Yeah. I got a lot of people beat, but yeah.
Well, you had a head start.
Yeah.
But I think you're absolutely right, because it goes back to when I started gaming, I always had a TV and a game console in my room, from as far as I can remember, to this day. And the games back then, it was a Nintendo and Zelda.
Oh, you're lucky.
I know, right? Playing Zelda, Link to the Past.
Oh, yeah.
And
greatest game of all fucking time.
Fucking
greatest game of all
great
time.
Game.
I remember my very first video game I ever played. That was Duck Hunt.
Oh yeah,
Mario
nice.
Brothers.
I was just saying.
Think the NES. My very first video game.
I had the exact same thing. I also had the gun.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Played that one. I mean, but those were not your. I mean, I guess Duck Hunt kind of was instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
But really, everything else wasn't. From everything to Mario, which I don't think anybody's ever beat that game, because I've never beat that game.
But my dad has.
I think your dad's a liar. but they were all
Mario
the side-scrollers, or, you know, you're just going through, like, Golden Axe. I used to play the shit out of Golden Axe on my Sega.
I just want to say these jets suck.
They just
yes, they do.
Suck dick. I mean, to Nintendo 64 with Star Fox.
Oh, yeah. That game was just stupid fun.
Oh, I fucking love Star Fox. And Super Smash Brothers, Super Mario Party. I could go on and on and on and on. But it wasn't
007.
Really until...
007 was fucking awesome
Goldeneye.
On the Nintendo 64.
GoldenEye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excitebike 3D.
Do you remember Star Wars Pod Racing on the N64?
Yes.
Yeah.
Play the shit.
I mean,
we
can list these games on and on and on, but what is the difference between those games and the ones now? Like,
well, that's what I was getting at. It seemed like that when our I'll call them second generation consoles, because
okay.
we had the or no third generation consoles. And starting from PlayStation, the big two, the PlayStation and the Xbox. When the 360 and the PlayStation 3 came out, that's really when your Modern Warfares and your Battlefields and your Resistance and all these first-person shooter games came out. You know, PlayStation 1 had all the great RPGs. It had all the Final Fantasies. It had the Legends of Dragoon. It had Breath
of
Fire.
And your Xbox is all your shooter games.
And yeah, Xbox came out and had all your shooters and your fighters. And they still have the RPGs, but they got lost in the mix. They weren't as good as what they used to be. My favorite game of all time, just based on the story, is Final Fantasy VII. The graphics suck dick. They are horrible graphics. But you play through that storyline, and it's just amazing. When you finally get to the end and beat it, and you realize that what your character, has gone through, it's amazing. I love it. And there hasn't been a good enough game since. There have been good games, but there hasn't been games like that.
And there are still forums. There are still forums out there, guys, that people still argue to this day who the main character should have married on Final Fantasy VII. And that right there will tell you how that game lives on even 15 years after.
Well, they've put out Final Fantasy Advent Children, a movie. Final Fantasy VII, Crisis Core, came out for the PSP. That was a great game. That was the prequel to Final Fantasy VII.
And the Crisis Core was badass.
Crisis Core was fucking great. Playing Zack. Zack or Zack?
Zack.
It is Zack.
Zack.
And now I hear there's word that Final Fantasy VII is being remastered to come out on the PlayStation 4.
It needs to.
It does need to. It's been needed to be remastered.
They were going to do it a while ago, but they decided not to because they just released Final Fantasy Advent Children, Crisis Core, and they felt that it already had too much.
They didn't want to give us that instant gratification.
Yeah, and they didn't find it necessary at the time.
Here's another piece of information that is going to freak Nate out and stuff. Bethesda has announced that they are going to digitally remaster Morrowind.
Oh, really?
Yes. And Cody,
was very sexy.
Cody, I recommend. Now, if you want a game with a storyline, I'm going to be honest with you. I played that game for 3.5 years.
You just need to be careful because, unlike Skyrim, you can't kill someone that is part of the main quest. In Morrowind, you can. And if you do, you have to start the game over. So you can't go around just hacking and slashing people up.
Well, then I lose all my instant gratification, and I am not happy, so I will not play it.
You have to be incredibly careful. And the best part about Tomorrow and the older Elder Scrolls is they didn't tell you which way to go in your main for your main quest, unlike in Skyrim where it gives you a list
you
of your main quests.
You had to find the main quest.
You had to find them. So what could actually be, say, like a 12-hour main quest if you did it like Skyrim style, could take you years.
Wow.
In Morrowind.
Yeah.
Holy I don't shit. Know what the main quest Morrowind, is.
Because Morrowind is even still a huge world. All the Elder Scroll games are huge. I mean, that's one thing they're known for, is having some of the hugest worlds to explore. So yeah, you have this huge world where you have to go to individual people and find them to get your main quest moving along. So most of the time, so what you do is you don't even focus on your main quest. You don't even focus on that. You just focus on exploring the world, building up your characters, taking out bandits or whatnot. And then if you happen to find someone on the main quest line, oh, all right. And then you do it, and then you just move on exploring.
And that's what it is too. Back to our subject and what we really wanted to discuss tonight, because we kind of geeked out there for a minute.
Oh yeah,
That's what it is: the exploration of yourself.
It's
exploring you. That's what it is.
I don't
know. And finding your place in a world. It is
the ultimate escape from reality.
Does it go too far? No.
Fuck no. No fucking way. When they come out with virtual reality and you can put glasses on and you can see three things in three dimensional and they check your pulse with your fucking head and Bethesda comes out with an Elder Scrolls version of that and you're still in, you're even more inside the game, still not too far. Give me a suit that makes me so I have to shoot bows and arrows. And guess what? I'm still not too far in that game. The only way I'm going to be too far in that game is when it's a holodeck and I'm fighting a dragon and I know I'm going to die. I'm like, fuck.
And even for the people that take that game out and put it into reality, you know what? Who gives a shit?
But But see, that's where it can get dangerous, and here's my example of that. When Final Fantasy, not Final Fantasy, wow, sorry, Grand Theft Auto Vice City was out, when it first came out, I played the shit out of that game. Literally, just sat there.
Well, people
played
who take that game and take it into reality are dipshit.
No, listen to me. I played it for hours, and there's this one specific incident that I remember that I played it for so long, but I had to go out and do something in town. And as I got in my truck, I started leaving my house, I saw a cop. And my first instinct was I gotta fucking run from this guy. Okay, that's where it gets dangerous.
I can honestly tell you.
Yeah.
Springtime in the Pacific Northwest, and you've been playing Skyrim all winter long, and it's being spring, and the flowers start blooming on the hillside.
You see lavender, and you're like, I need to pick that. And then you see flowers on the side of the road that look like tundra cotton on the way to Cooperville. You're like, I got to pick that. Oh, there's some flowers that look like Blue Mountain and Red Mountain. I got to pick that. When I first went down to Cooperville in the daylight to go have lunch with Heather at work, that's the first time I went down there in the summertime and seen all the flowers. And I instantly went Skyrim. It just clicked. I'm thinking of what I can make with these flowers for potions and stuff like that.
That is investment in a game. That was when you know. That is when you know that the game has altered your existence. That is when you know you're part of that fucking game. That's the, and you know, Dave, what do you think that is psychologically? Like when you've left this world and now all of a sudden you're driving through your real world and your brain is still a little bit there in the other one.
Dave's not here, man.
Oh, he's not?
Well, I don't know. It still goes back to what we said, but it's just...
We totally lost him.
No, I'm just trying to think because it's... It just means you're still in your world. You still want to be in that world, which is part of why your mind continues to carry it into reality.
I still want to earn 5 stars and run from cops.
There you go.
Shoot and kill them.
Either that or you're just an adrenaline junkie.
I make my character legendary at potions.
I have twice.
Since we've talked so much about Skyrim, Nate, you have to tell your Skyrim and Lydia story.
My what?
Your Lydia story.
Oh, where I had to save my wife?
Yes.
Alright, so in Skyrim, I married my house Carl from Whiterun, Lydia. Because she was like the only chick I could find.
Just like real life.
And
story of Nate's life!
Screw you. But it was when I had the other three editions. So I had my custom-built house in Lakeview Manor, down by Fall Creek, and I get this note by this stupid-looking courier. So I open it up and it says that these bandits have kidnapped my wife, and they wanted money or something like that. And I was like, oh, no. And you got to picture it. Okay. Dave won't know what I'm talking about, but you other two will.
I don't know most of what we're talking about.
I'm wearing Daedric armor. And I have a huge Daedric Warhammer, because I love the Warhammers in that game. So I was like, oh, hell no, and here I'm looking like a demon. And so I find out where it is. It's in this little cave. And I go in there, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to sneak around. But then I'm like, you know what? Screw that. They kidnapped my wife. How would I react in reality? So I grab my Warhammer. And I wait for the first one to go by, and I foost for Dom. And then I just charge in. And the first one I hit was a critical hit, and I took his head off. Then I took a few more steps, and there's another one, and I killed him with a critical hit. Now, a critical hit is always a slow motion. So from the beginning to where the boss was, there was about 10 people, and they were all slow motion critical hits of taking body parts off and stuff like that. And then I get to the boss part, and I stop at the doorway, and he's sitting at this long table. So I rush up, I hop up on the table, I run across the table, and I hit him with a critical hit, took his head off. And then I go down, and I find my wife. They have her in, like, this basement with water in it, and I'm like, hey, I'm here to save you. She's like, all right, see you at home. And then she won't leave anywhere until I do. So I was like, all right, it was pretty badass. I wish I could have recorded it. Because, yeah, I was like, all I had in my head was, like, dramatic music going on in my head the whole entire time I was doing all this.
Dude, I'm going to kick you in the ball so hard. Not you, Nate. I apologize for this temporary pause. I'm apologizing for somebody else, by the way.
Sorry, I had to do that. You still with me, Nate?
What? I couldn't hear you guys, really.
Oh, you couldn't?
Well, Nate, he was playing the bird of the word behind your story.
You die tomorrow.
And what was really great is there was a part of Nate's story where he's like, all I could think of was dramatic music, and all of a sudden, the bird, 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 the bird.
You better make your will.
No, sorry. It's not being written tonight or tomorrow. Because if you do anything to me, you're going to have to deal with you-know-who.
What are you trying to say?
Soulless people. I'm soulless myself.
That's just because of where you come from. See, I think you were... Technically, you were born with one. They just sucked it out of you. Mine wasn't born with one.
You're what?
No. We have a saying. To be born in Gillette, they take your soul as payment.
Hmm. Right, well, I think Cody's wife is a lot like that lady on Game of Thrones that gave birth to a dark soul.
Yeah.
Quit talking shit about my kids.
She gave birth to her own soul. Anyway.
It's good shit. Really, I just wanted you to tell that story because it was badass, and I wanted to play that dramatic music.
It is pretty badass, but it's not dramatic music.
Sorry. Another
thing that's cool, though, is I think these video games also give you a sense of confidence that you wouldn't normally have in the regular world, because
I would say
to two separate people is, you know, the Dark Brotherhood. Mm-hmm. And if you and me and Matt were sitting in the same room, Nate, like, everybody's eyes light up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know, and that whole thing with the Dark Brotherhood gave us that confidence to move forward with certain things. It gave us an identity and different things. And so, to be honest with you, I think that it also gives you that identity within yourself too.
So, because you can relate to the experiences that you've had through these games.
Right.
Like saving the Princess of Hyrule.
They say people who play video games are better at coming up with quick decisions to problems. They have better hand-eye coordination. And there's a bunch of other things that it helps boost. But you can overdo it.
Absolutely.
Yes, like
I think it's like anything else in this world. If you use it to a moderation, to a level that you know you can control, then it's fine. I mean, a little cocaine here and there is not going to kill you. But cocaine every day might. No, not might, will.
Well, even... So, I play video games every day.
Yeah.
But only for a little while every day. But here's another thing I was going to add on to, and I think that Dave is going to like this. Currently last Friday, or no, Thursday, I took my Xbox One in and showed how I could teach math with Minecraft. And I'm going to be actually teaching a class, an after-school program, to kids about using Minecraft to come up with algebraic equations. I mean, there is some sort of intelligence that you have to have to play these games, and the way that society, this is what pisses me off, the way that society has deemed video games almost evil, or pigeonholed them into where only stupid people play them, mm-hmm. or something like that, is just insane. You know, when I first went into the school and I said, hey, I can teach math with a video game, the teacher gave me this look like I'm insane.
Mm-hmm.
And when she saw the video game and saw it work, she was like, oh, you know, the look on her face was just fucking A. So there, I think it does
work.
Make people... No, it doesn't. It might actually work. Minecraft, you have to use geometry, algebra. You have
addition,
to just,
subtraction.
Division. I mean, there's all of those things you have to use in order to make things work. And so it's surely a mathematical game. But the thing is
you're using your imagination to build it all, too.
Right.
It goes hand in hand.
Deductive reasoning,
mm-hmm.
all of these things. I mean, it's all stockpiled. And the amount of brain power that it takes to use a game, I mean, to play a game, is insane. And what you guys need to do is you need to go on to a video. You guys remember Flappy Bird, that phone, that game on the phone?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The Swedish guy made it and then took it off because it was too... It got too popular, and he didn't like that, so he took it down.
Right, right. So Flappy Bird, there was this video, and Christian showed me this. because of what it is, and because it's so simple to play, you just needed to touch a screen, it seemed simple, more simple than it really was. And it was a very complex game that had complex timing issues, mathematics you had to go through, and figure out so many different levels of this game to pass these gaps.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what it did is it triggered animal instincts in your brain and made you angry and happy at the same time. It just totally messed up your entire chemical balance in your brain to play this game. That's what made that game so appealing. And I think that the challenge is another thing that people like Nate and myself and you enjoy, is that challenge of the chemicals released in our brain when we make it a little further than we did this time.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, last time.
It's constantly going back. You know, you are playing... Sorry, had to cough.
Choking on his own cum.
Damn it, I'm sorry. Let's bring up another great game here real quick. Zelda, Ocarina of Time.
Gay! That is a gay fucking game.
Ocarina
Horrible
of Time?
Fucking game.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Alright.
I fucking hated it.
Fuck you.
Hey.
It's one of the greatest games.
I love the game. It was one of her favorites.
It's one of my favorites, so fuck you, Wade. You're playing Ocarina of Time... And you're trying to beat the water temple. That fucking hate the water
now
temple.
Now that is gay.
Okay. And you keep fucking up. You keep dying. You keep fucking up. But when you find... And you get angry doing it. But then by the time you actually are able to figure out the puzzle and how you need to do it, exactly what door you have to go to, on what level, and what route you have to take, and when you actually beat it and... Get that fucking gem. I forget what they're called. I don't know why. Hold on. These goddamn
Well, what
plants.
Makes that... What
it's
makes
so
that
satisfying.
Hard? Well, the only thing that makes that game incredibly a pain in the ass is that one temple.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the only part in the game. It is the only temple in all of the Zeldas where they give you a certain number of keys, and you have to use them on the right doors.
Mm-hmm.
If you put a key in the wrong door,
you're fucked.
You have to start the game all over again if you weren't smart enough to save before you went in.
Mm-hmm.
There's tons of people that don't do that, and they screw up, and then they have to start from the very beginning.
And that's
worst
that's
part
the fun of it.
About
that's
that game
challenge. That and that's what made it so much fun. That game. I mean, no matter what temple you were fighting, to have to
that Majora's
get to that
Mask on the other blows. Hand totally blows.
Dave is stepping away for a moment. He's going to go shoot some planes down. Hello?
Yeah.
I think we lost Wade. Yes, we lost Wade. Oh. It's just, you
Little
and
bastard.
Me, Nate. So I don't
what?
Know what happened. But, yeah. What, and one of the other things that I really do enjoy, and I wish I could play more games, because at this point in my life, I can't find the time. There's
man, you sound like you're 40 in a midlife crisis.
Well,
at this point in my life.
No, I just don't have the time. I wish I could make the time, but I can't seem.
Because you have two kids.
Two kids, a wife, a podcast, a job.
Hey, I have a wife. She doesn't care. But then again, she plays video games just as much as I do.
Yeah, exactly. You've got no kids to worry about.
No.
So, I have been able to play, like, Far Cry 3 here for a little bit every now and then. But, and that's, I really do like that game. Yes, it's a first-person shooter, but, again, it's the storyline, and they've set it up in such a way that you do build your character. You're a fucking pussy at the start of the game. But
well, that's because it's a mix between the two. It's a crossover.
Yeah, and it's really fun because it also gives you that giant world to explore, and you do have to go collect plants and hunt animals and skin them to upgrade
mm-hmm.
your character even more.
I don't mind the crossovers as much, but like your straight one person shooters I don't really care for. But the Far Cry games are pretty good. You definitely need to try Fallout. That's a pretty fun game too.
Yeah, but aren't they all for the Xbox?
I think it is basically an Xbox. I'm not quite sure though.
Yeah, I can't remember. I'm sure our listeners
because it's one of those games when they were still separated by genres, it was an Xbox. But now that they're cross-platforming everything, I'm not quite sure. Because I know there's a few games that they won't cross-platform.
No, they'll.
And I'm not sure if the Fallout one is one of those or not.
I know Gears of War is one of them. Like, trying to think of some PlayStation exclusive ones because I've always
Gears of War is pretty good.
Yeah, I have both. I have an Xbox and a PlayStation, but I've always been a bigger PlayStation fan than I have been a Microsoft fan. Mainly because you get these. It started with the 360 for me. When they came out with their Live, and you wanted to play online, which is just fucking awesome on most games, you know, I think that's the other aspect to those Call of Duty, those first person.
Hey, your phone again?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, the only reason why we have an Xbox, because we both always had PlayStations. But her brother had an Xbox, and we got the Xbox so we could play online with him. But I think we're going to get a PlayStation 4 again.
I really like it. But PlayStation did what Sony did, and they...
You mean what Microsoft did?
Yeah, sorry, Microsoft. Getting distracted because Wade is texting me. In order to play online, you have to have PlayStation... Do what?
Where they're going to make you start paying.
Oh, yeah, they already did that. As soon as PlayStation 4 came out, they were like, you have to have PlayStation Plus... Sorry, too much going on right now.
He's sexting his wife.
Oh.
Yeah, but he's doing it through my phone, so.
It's kind of weird, yeah. She said goodnight with a smiley face kissing to Dave's phone.
Yeah, but I told her to text you through me, so.
Oh, okay. Well.
You know, that's one thing that sucks, because I'm friends with your wife, and I work with her, and I love to throw out wife jokes, but I can't really.
Sure you can.
Because
she's never going to listen to this.
Well, no, that's not what I meant. I just meant in general. So
it's going to go in one ear and out the other.
Yeah.
I got a quick question, because I'm like, our house is complete opposite. I never game, except for... dirt bike games like once every 2 months.
Yeah.
My wife, she plays Grand Theft Auto and WoW. What are those games? Isn't WoW a RPG or whatever?
WoW is those...
I know. I make fun of her for it because really, WoW. But anyway...
It reminds me of a joke. I'm going to get a W tattooed on each ass cheek, and so when I bend over...
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, God.
But what's Grand Theft? Is that a first-person shooter thing? What
That's
is
like
that?
Basically where you're a criminal, you go around doing carjacking.
Right.
The mob.
And going to
strip club.
I
watch her play it, but I mean...
It's an RPG.
What category? Is it an RPG?
It's an RPG.
Huh.
Yeah, it's an RPG. Okay.
It's a third-person RPG, though. And you're... Your WoW is your RPGs,
it's MMORPGs. It's in the same category as the Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, he doesn't know what you're talking
about.
It's a
third-person RPG. Oh.
Well, what would my...
makes it even fucking harder.
What would my dirt bike games be considered?
Those are...
An arcade.
Yeah, style game.
Well, it's kind of role-playing, though, isn't it?
I haven't played one in ages since the Excitebike on the N64.
It can be first person, can't it?
I really don't care. I'm just curious.
It's just third person.
What makes it a first person is it has somewhat of a storyline. And...
No, you mean RPG.
You have... No, because first shooters still have a storyline. Just not a very strong one. And most racing games don't have a storyline.
No.
Like your Gran Turismo has no storyline whatsoever.
No, you're just racing.
You're just going around racing.
But it's still fun because there's still a challenge to that.
Yeah. I mean, of what I've played, dirt bike games are more of that, and that's an arcade. Now you're like Need for Speed. Isn't a straight arcade. That's more of an RPG.
Well, but that's why I'm like the games that I play, you're all racing the championship series. So there actually is a goal. You're trying to win the championship, not just individual races. I mean, you can play just individual if you want, but like the way I play, there's the Supercross, there's the outdoor motocross. So the whole point is to try and win. And the more you race, the more stuff you unlock.
It's like how Mario Kart is considered an arcade game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because all you do is race.
Yeah, I don't know. See, with my motocross, you can do anything. You can race, you can do individual races, or you can do the extra stuff where you drive around a big truck and fly a little plane. And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So I don't know. From what I know, I would consider an arcade, but I haven't played one in years, so I don't know what they've all done with them so far.
Yeah, I don't know. Just curious.
Level 2 gamer.
Yeah. Okay, here's one. Many moons ago on the regular Nintendo, my buddy had one of those little games that has like 101 type of thing. And it was a strip game. I can't remember how you got the chick to strip, but it was something. It like went pretty much all the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious what kind of game that would be.
Card game.
It wasn't a card game. But it was something along the lines. You get something either right or you make this shot or whatever,
oh.
and then she takes something off. I don't remember what it was called.
Oh,
but
fuck.
Okay.
And you guys remember
actually,
it all?
Actually, I have heard of this game. Can't remember the name of it. But I have heard of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was old school, so like the chick wasn't hot because she was very much, you know, computer animated, but...
All 8-pixel boobs and bush.
Well, most of the games on the regular Nintendo were either an RPG or it was a arcade game. It was either one of those two.
Your Zeldas and your... I can't think of any more. And see, I think it was that way for so long, because I don't think... Again, it kind of goes into the whole technology thing of it, too. The technology really wasn't there. It was there to make the RPGs, and where you were forced, if you wanted to put a video game out, you had to have this amazing storyline. And the graphics didn't really catch up with the storyline whatsoever.
Unlike,
now, I think it's
gone
completely
Sega was
opposite.
Ahead of its time.
Sorry, say again?
Sega was ahead of its time.
In what way? As far as the graphics went?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember getting Sonic 3D.
Especially, they were the first ones to have a handheld.
Yes.
Granted, it was huge.
The Game Gear that required like 6D batteries.
Yeah, but I mean, they were the first one to have a handheld. Their graphics were phenomenal
the time. No, I think the Game Boy came out before the Game Gear did because the Game Gear was color. The Game Boy was not. The original Game Boy
I'm pretty sure. Well,
I'm pretty sure Game Boy came out first.
Game Boy was, but I meant the first one to come out with superb
graphics.
Like, beautiful graphics. I mean, what, we just finally got to that with the PSP?
With the Vita, yeah.
I mean, and...
The Vita has...
The Sega was way before that. And
oh, yeah.
I mean, even their graphics on their main console was terrific.
They were better. And then they came
out
with the
Dreamcast.
And
it's like they were ahead of time. The thing is, though, is they made their systems too complicated.
Mm-hmm.
When it came to the controls, they were complicated. Especially when it came out with that Sega Dreamcast.
Yep.
That thing was a pain in the ass.
You know,
and
it was competing against Nintendo and PlayStation at the time.
Yeah, I mean, if they didn't make their controls so complicated, they probably would have done better.
Oh, guaranteed. I haven't played it, but a buddy of mine actually has a Dreamcast that, I need to get with him and play it because I've never played it before. I really got to apologize to our listeners, and I understand if you haven't stuck with us.
These planes are bad tonight.
They're really bad tonight.
Normally they give us like a minute or two or longer, 5 minutes between flyovers,
yeah,
but this they have to be doing the 3 or 4 right now.
Yeah, when I said everything.
Yeah, no,
I can
hear
joking.
From my place.
It's ridiculous.
But we are at about...
I'm just not glad I'm in that campground anymore.
Yeah, no shit, right? we are at about 1 hour and 10 minutes, so I think we should go ahead and wrap it up here with the planes being as frequent as they are now.
Yeah,
and
these fucks. I'm glad they fight for us, but still, you fucks.
Jesus, we're trying to record a multinational podcast here, fuckers.
Dude, I'm calling the powers that be tomorrow. I'm going to chew some ass. So I might be locked up for a bit, but...
Okay, well, as long as you're out by, you know, next week.
Yeah.
Or I'll really name the podcast, the episode Dave's Not Here. Just put it in the description, because he's in jail.
Yeah.
So, Wade texted me, he lost signal. So, we'll say, fuck you, Wade. Thank you, Nate, for agreeing to come on the podcast. Hopefully it was fun.
No, he finally got me.
Right. It was the get to get, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
After, what, since, like, the second podcast you ever made? You've been hounding me?
Pretty much. Now you have to listen.
And then you had Wade, and you got Wade to gang up on me.
Yep. Some exciting I want to talk about real quick. When I say we, I mean Wade, has purchased some more equipment for us. He lost signal. You didn't hear me?
Right, but I'm just... Who cares? We're on air. Our fans... Well, they need to know we're upgrading. We're getting more sophisticated.
That's what I'm saying. We're upgrading our equipment, so hopefully we won't have these sound issues that we've kind of been working through. And
you need a soundproof room.
Yes.
Guaranteed. We need to have, like, our own place to go where we can all go in the same room.
Yeah. That'll be down the line. And you know what will help with that? Sponsorship. So... anybody out there want to sponsor us? Go ahead.
Hells yes.
We'll sponsor the shit out of you.
We need to be sponsored by Smodco.
Smodco? I was actually thinking the Corolla One.
Either way.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a dollar.
Nice. I got a dollar in my wallet, dude. That's like two.
Oh, man. I think I got another one. That's three. Look. That's $3 in like 30 seconds.
That's true.
And it's going to go.
$3.
It's just going to boom. So look forward to that, guys, and thank you for sticking with us. We are going to keep doing this for the foreseeable future. There's absolutely no reason why we're going to stop doing this.
Nope.
For what I can see. And the only reason I say that is just to say thank you again for downloading, for listening, for sharing it with your friends. So I want to say thank you to Nate. Thank you, Dave. Even though,
yeah,
Dave's not here, man.
He was lost the whole time.
Yeah, pretty much.
I might actually call it nerd rage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something. I don't know. Who cares? There's another plane coming.
Oh fuck. So find us on Facebook. Give us a like. That really helps us out. Gets the word out there. Spreads it around. Same thing with iTunes. Go ahead and rate us. Subscribe. Follow us on Facebook, all that fun jazz. If you want to talk to us directly, we are at Roscoe's, HOC, at gmail.com. We check it quite regularly. So, D-Man.
Yes.
Did you steal that?
I did.
Why?